Do not speak about degenerated limbs. What does that mean? So it basically means stop criticizing other people. Imagine how quiet the world would become if all criticism of others ceased. So how critical are we of others? Well, not at all. Because we're also deeply humble. We don't see our own faults. So we need to even stop critical thought. Criticizing others with our thought, with our speech. You know, we have a full-time job, as we'll learn in the next commitment, looking at our own faults. It's a full-time job. There's a lot to see. But we don't see those because we're very busy observing faults in others. So someone who is sincere about following the correct path to happiness stops criticizing others. Unless there is an exception, you have a pure motivation. So do not speak about degenerated limbs. This means we should not point out others' faults without a good reason. We should not point out, for example, the deterioration of their spiritual qualities, the degeneration of their moral discipline, unfulfilled promises, negative behavior. We shouldn't point any of that out unless we have a pure wish to be helpful. This commitment shows we should not point out others' limitations or faults unless our motivation is pure. So that means only wishing to benefit, not out of delusion. And we are sure that they will benefit from it. That's quite difficult to know. Otherwise, we will only upset them and they will become unhappy and angry. So that's something that you find out after you've done it. You thought, oops, that didn't go how I had hoped it would. So you think carefully even about yourself. If someone says something about your spiritual practice or how it's degenerated or how your discipline is slipping or whatever, how do you react? So Geshe-la says, constructive criticism can sometimes be beneficial. And he uses the example of children, correcting children. When they do something wrong, or else they will never learn. So a parent tells a child off for doing something wrong with such love because they want to help that child, save that child, help that child go in the correct direction. So they can use strong speech, but with a mind of love. So in a similar way, if we genuinely want to help someone improve spiritually, we may point out his or her faults. So I would say this takes a lot of skill. In earlier times, so this is like the ancient Kadampas, a spiritual guide would guide his or her disciples by pointing out their faults and showing them which actions and attitudes they needed to abandon. The teacher had to be faultless for the disciple to be able to accept such criticism. The Kadampa Geshe's described the supreme spiritual guide as one who exposes his disciples' faults. Then Geshe-la says, these days, because we live in degenerate times spiritually, these days, such guidance would upset or infuriate most people. So how do spiritual guides, how does Geshe-la, for example, guide us? Rather than pointing out our faults directly. Every Kadampa book is a Dharma mirror. And when we read a paragraph, a page, we look in that mirror. It's like we're holding, you know, whenever you look at your face in a mirror and you think, not bad, not bad. Presentable and ready to go out. Well, in the same way, we like hold the meaning up, the mirror of Dharma, up to our mind, and we have a look. Do I do that? Do I do that? Do I point out other people's faults without a pure motivation? And then reflected back to us without our spiritual guide directly saying something to us. We take every teaching as personal advice and we give ourselves the advice through receiving the instructions in the texts. So this is our guru's skillful way of guiding us without pointing out directly. So if we are faithful, practical students, we're always looking in the mirror of Dharma. What's this paragraph telling me about my mind? What do I need to do? What do I need to stop doing? So then Geshe-la says, usually we can see clearly the shortcomings of others. It's like, it's so clear. Oh, look, what are they doing now? Like that. Like, it's so easy to see the shortcomings of others. They're magnified as clear as can be to us. But we fail to observe our own. So there's a reason for that. It's called self-cherishing ignorance. That doesn't see our own faults, even though they're very clear to other people. So Geshe-la is saying it is far more beneficial to examine our own faults than those of others. And then a wonderful sentence. We all have the basic fault of ignorance. So we're all believing the things we normally see exist, when in fact they do not. So we share that pervasive fault, every living being. So there's no reason to be high looking at the shortcomings of others. We should reverse that situation and continuously look for the faults in our own mind and see the good qualities of others. So the essential point of this commitment, do not speak about degenerated limbs. So without commentary, we would never know that's what this means. Essentially, we need to refrain from criticizing others with a bad motivation.